It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. At the New York International Auto Show this week, the Cadillac division of General Motors is announcing details of what will be new with the 2014 CTS, built proudly here in Lansing at the Lansing Grand River Assembly Plant. The third generation CTS will roll off the line later this year. And joining us from the auto show in New York City, Dave Leone, Executive Chief Engineer at Cadillac. Hi, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. The notable difference here in the CTS, or one of the notable differences, it's bigger than the previous version. The wheelbase is an inch longer. The body is 5 inches longer, and the roof line is an inch lower. And in spite of all that, you've made a lighter car. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, the car is actually about 250 pounds lighter than the current car. And we describe it as being longer, lower, and leaner. And we did that through the use of technology, premium materials, and more efficient design. The vehicle has all aluminum doors, which is a first for General Motors. We have extensive use of aluminum in the structure, suspension, front cradles, bumper beams, suspension components. We have magnesium engine mount brackets. We use the same award-winning architecture of the ATS that won the North American Car of the Year earlier this year, but we've expanded it. The wheelbase is about 5 inches longer than the CTS. The car is about 13 inches longer than the ATS as well.
Wow.
And the car has got the best driving dynamics and most agile handling in its class.
The CTS is a rear-wheel drive car. At a time when a lot of cars are front-wheel drive, what does that mean in the marketplace?
What it means is the rear-wheel drive enables you to get a 50-50 weight distribution, 50% of the weight on the front tires, 50% of the weight on the rear tires, meaning you can get maximum handling capability and maximum steering response with that setup. And this vehicle is available in rear-wheel drive. It also has all-wheel drive for those in the concern for the winter climates. All-wheel drive is available. We expect that to penetrate quite highly as well. The rear-wheel drive really enables outstanding driving dynamics for those that want a vehicle that's fun to drive, engaging to drive with thrilling performance. The CTS could be that car for them.
And, we're real proud of this car here in Lansing because it's made here. How does the redesign affect our workers at UAW 652, they build the CTS here at Grand River. How does that play out?
Well, it's a brand new, fresh design that we expect to be strong in the marketplace for the next several years. And what that really means is continued employment and job security with the fresh new products coming into the plant that are exciting, going to provide industry-leading performance. That means that there ought to be employment here for the extended future.
Do you see the redesigned CTS as more effectively competing against other makes and models?
Absolutely. You know, it's
which ones?
Well, the key competitors here are the BMW 5 Series and the Mercedes E-Class, but it has significant advantage over those products. It has about a 200-pound weight advantage over a BMW 5 Series in four-cylinder trim and a 350-pound weight advantage over the V6 versions. And what that means is the car is more engaging. It's got more agile driving dynamics and steering response. It means it stops faster. It means it will accelerate quicker. It's an outstanding car. Something that is going to be very competitive in the marketplace, and we expect it to start to draw from their customer base. Our current ATS, about 53% of our current ATS customers are coming to General Motors for the first time, and their conquest sales from outside the company. We expect the CTS also to conquest a good deal of customers from the competitors.
Well, I'll tell you, the CTS has been the flagship model for Cadillac for a bunch of years, and I think everybody's real proud of everything that's rolled out in the past. But I'll tell you, the new model looks really, really exciting, too. Joining us from the auto show in New York, Dave Leone is Executive Chief Engineer at Cadillac. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Mark. Good to speak to you this morning.